2126. Hey, Mino. Raising Cane's.
That's right.
Can I give you my brief Kill Switch Engage memory?
Yes.
They opened for Slayer the time that I got Slayer tickets for calling and recording me telling my mom that I had moved in with a stripper that I knocked up that I met through the Hardline when I was like 19.
Wow.
She didn't take it well.
She didn't. So she wasn't really excited?
Yeah, I told her Grego was going to buy me groceries for a year. that was what they came up with. All right, we'll start in
San... Is that audio around?
Man, come on.
Yeah, it's our line. Yeah.
We start in San Antonio. This is a story of HOA controversy, which certainly, I'm positive, spilled over to the Nextdoor app. Has that invaded your life yet?
No, I don't. Just from hearing you and Dan talk about it.
Okay. Julie, Nextdoor?
Yep. I get those notifications all the time.
Yeah.
They're kind of scary.
I have a friend. Perhaps doesn't happen where he lives now, a little further south, but when he lived in Uptown, our friend KJ, who used to work up here, would post screenshots of people posting his picture of him walking his dog and saying, like, suspicious black man walking in front of the house, and he would just be like, it's me!
Like, he's just wearing an SMU ball cap.
Yeah, he just had an SMU hat and like a polo on. And he would reply or post it every time, like, no, it's just me and my dog.
Boy, that's not uncomfortable at all.
So in this case, we have HOA and we have Christmas decorations. A family in San Antonio was told by their HOA to take down their yard display that they put up on November 1st. The Diamond Association Management and Consulting group sent Claudia and Nick Simonis a letter on November 4th, said that it's too early to put up your decorations. They were told, quote, please remove the snowman until closer to the holiday season. The best part about this story is that the HOA didn't even give them a time when they can put it up. They just said, we just know this is too early. It's like the Supreme Court in obscenity. Like,
yeah,
we just know it when we see it, and we know this is too early, so take it down. They say they will be defying the order, because it's like, what are you going to do?
Should.
What are you going to do?
What's your line, Julie?
Well,
she says that the holiday season starts November 1st. That happened the
who
day.
Who does? Julie said that?
That happened the day you were out.
It's the holiday season. It's not necessarily Christmas season.
Julie.
But I just don't think you can tell people when
they
can put up their inflatables.
Let's not tell people when.
That thing's
let's
been
ask
waiting
you,
in the
when does your tree
attic
go up?
All year long, busting, ready to get out.
Your tree's not up right now.
No, that's just because I don't have my life together in general.
Yep.
I probably won't put my tree up for a while. Now, if I did and I actually planned ahead for things, I'd be scouting the tree market right now, and I might make some moves like this weekend or next.
Don't you?
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I think the day of the Iron Bowl is the perfect time to put it up.
I am with you.
It's after Thanksgiving.
That's
it's
perfect.
It's a Saturday afternoon.
The Friday. I'll even go Friday after Thanksgiving.
You guys are such nerds.
If
the Iron Bowl.
If Black Friday means everyone's going to go find the VCR for $12 at 4 a.m.
laser disc,
then that also seems an appropriate time to run up the tree and the lights. You just gotta let Thanksgiving clear.
You gotta clear
it's it. Not November 1st. It's not,
I know, but
the day after Halloween we move into snowmen.
No, but sometimes when you let Thanksgiving clear, it just goes by way too quick. You don't have enough time.
Well, the time
sing is, all the, songs,
the time between Thanksgiving
things,
and Christmas has not, never changed
activities.
I don't think.
I know, but I'm just saying it goes by, it feels like it goes by too fast if you wait that long.
You got family.
Yeah.
One other part of this story, though, is the couple in San Antonio, the female in this twosome is 8 months pregnant. So she said, I can't put this up next month. Like, we have to do it now. She force fielded you.
Wow. So we have the
gestation
period. Got him on technicality.
The Christmas shield versus the pregnancy shield.
Yeah.
Who wins?
Yeah, that's like the hound in the mountain. That's,
yeah.
has a point.
We're going to need like either a military shield or something of that nature to break this tie.
Yep.
Like,
you got a sick kid?
Okay,
that
wow.
That might even be better than an unborn kid.
Wow, we need a bracket for all these.
Are they turning the lights on, or they just have the decorations out?
Well, I think it's a snowman, and it's,
in
on,
a
their, and it's on their yard. So it's not like it was, it's not just in their house. This is something everybody has to see.
Like, aren't there bigger problems to deal with?
But it's an HOA.
In that
what are their bigger problems?
Yeah,
surely there's bigger problems.
I think that's about the biggest problem you have. Once you get past the suspicious-looking man walking his dog in an SMU hat.
Those are the bigger problems.
The type of HOA that is concerned about an 8-foot Frosty, they don't have anything else to be concerned about. This is front burner.
Yeah.
They should change their focus.
This is potentially bad news
What's
for this
Frosty
show.
What's Frosty going to do?
At least for some members of this show as...
Subtweet.
Apparently, this one will become very clear and less subby. Apparently, the Dallas City Council are the program that allowed all these scooters for Scoot Life to invade our city was set to expire, I think, at the end of this month. As they're conducting, like, I guess, a pilot study type thing to see when are people using them, how far, what sort of accidents. We probably didn't see anybody hopping on Stemmons going 15 miles an hour, going all the way from the left lane to the exit.
Right.
Just data. We're just collecting data. They have asked for that the sunset, as they call it in the politique game, on that program to be extended to March 31st. They need more time to figure out how to make these things safe, starting with it's very likely that whenever this is implemented full-time permanently, that there is a time cutoff on the scooters. As they say that not a duration, but during the day. Like that you can't ride them past 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock at night or something, because they say that the overwhelming majority of their accidents are occurring at night.
Okay. With a couple drinks in you?
Yeah, that, or if you're in an area that's being heavily trafficked by people that are maybe looking to go get their drinks, like a bar restaurant area.
Correct.
Where people ride scooters, even though you're not supposed to be on the sidewalks, people have been riding them on sidewalks in areas where you're not supposed to, disobeying traffic rules, etc.
Thought you might appreciate that the family engaged in some illegal scooter activity recently.
Heathens, rogues, what happened?
It just felt like the arbitrary age of operation was unfair to my kids.
Oh, okay.
And we found a spot and engaged in some underage scootering.
Oh, gosh.
See if you can catch me.
Everyone made it out alive?
Yes. However, then it was supersized into, is this what we should do for the birthday, Dad? And I'm like, man, I don't mind risking my own kids' health and well-being on a scooter underage, but I don't think I can do that with your friends.
Yeah.
What are you saying? Like, you get a little scoot gang? If everybody gets together and go take a tour type thing?
You become that dad that lets everyone scoot underage?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I turn on everyone's scooter, and then the ninth grader that we don't know so well, but he's also at the party, busts his collarbone or something.
And then
that feels like a good way to get my name in the paper and...
You set the precedent. That's how you get on the 130 news.
Yeah, right, right.
You set the precedence to being a year away from Exterminator Beer Me.
Right.
Exactly.
Right, is the chicken ready job. That's when that follows. Listen, you... By the it is 18, right?
Yeah. You got an 18.
Okay.
How were you able to activate so many different scooters?
We had to coordinate with a couple other parents.
Okay.
But let me just say this. There's no joy like a 13-year-old on a scooter.
Yeah.
It's probably really dangerous. But so is skateboarding.
Yeah. I've still never been on one and probably won't.
Well, I may.
Because I'm a big...
I made our 7th grader as happy as he could possibly be.
Yeah, did your parents
or did I?
I don't know what you're saying.
Or
yeah.
Prove it.
This is entertainment. This is protected by parody law.
Right.
Did your parents ever, I don't know what the scene was like up in your part of the world.
You probably do.
But my parents, we were only like 2 miles from a grocery store. And at 15, I was definitely knocking out the family's grocery shopping without a driver's license.
They would have you... drive to go get groceries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was literally...
Negative.
Residential street, turn, now we're on North Tarrant, and now we're where we need to go. I mean, it was a 3-minute drive, but I'd go in there and procure supplies for
the
family.
That's amazing. Yeah. No, they didn't let me get a driver's license until I was 17. Now, ride your bike and go play Donkey Kong all day in middle school, but that's low-level stuff. But, man, if you were set loose with a motor vehicle, that's awesome.
Well, they knew I wasn't going to act up. For real, at that time.
They knew you.
By 15, yeah, I was still...
You're probably terrified every time you took that car out.
I was terrified of everything.
Jump cut to the General Lee jumping across the riverbed.
The mud. All right, there is your news,
Yay!
Bob. Coming up next, we're going to do some Cowboys. How would you like to set that up?
Let's talk about this mess.